This is a Zero Agenda News podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. The AQ Khan affair was an industrial security failure that moved Yurenko knowledge from Amsterdam to Kakhuta, then through a black market network to Iran, Libya, and North Korea. The paper covers the period from 1972 to 2026. It has 23 timeline entries. The timeline includes 22 entries graded as fact and one entry graded as conjecture. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is Dutch access and warnings from 1972 to 1975. May 1972, Khan joins FDO and visits UCN's Olmilo enrichment site. AQ Khan begins work at FDO, a Dutch subcontractor for Ultracentrifuge Nederland, part of Yurenko. Within a week, he visits the UCN enrichment facility at Olmilo. The Carnegie chronology records that Dutch intelligence began monitoring him soon afterward because he was asking technical questions outside his assigned projects. This entry is graded as fact. 18 May 1974, India's nuclear test accelerates Pakistan's weapons drive. India conducts its first nuclear explosive test, Smiling Buddha. Pakistan's political leadership treats the test as confirmation that it must match India's capability. Khan writes to Pakistani Prime Minister Zulfikar Ali Bhutto later that year offering assistance. This entry is graded as fact. Late 1974, Khan gains access to advanced Yurenko centrifuge documents. Khan receives access to classified German language centrifuge material connected to Yurenko's G1 and G2 work, ostensibly for translation and technical purposes. This access gives him design knowledge and supply information that later proves central to Pakistan's enrichment program. This entry is graded as fact. Mid-1975, Fritz Veermann reports suspected espionage. FDO colleague Fritz Veermann reports concerns that Khan is copying and moving sensitive centrifuge information. Later accounts by the Dutch whistleblower authority and related reporting state that Veermann was told to keep quiet, lost his job, and spent decades seeking recognition for his warning. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is Pakistan builds the P1 program from 1976 to 1985. July 1976, Bhutto places Khan in charge of Pakistan's enrichment route. Khan becomes central to Pakistan's uranium enrichment effort at what becomes Khan Research Laboratories in Kakhuta. His program draws on the centrifuge knowledge and supplier network accumulated during and after his Dutch employment. This entry is graded as fact. April 1978, Pakistan enriches uranium with P1 centrifuges. Pakistan's P1 centrifuge work succeeds at Kakhuta. The P1 lineage is widely described as derived from the early Yurenko and G1 design path that Khan encountered in the Netherlands. This entry is graded as fact. 1983, Dutch court convicts Khan in absentia. A Dutch court convicts Khan in absentia for nuclear espionage and sentences him to 4 years. By then he is in Pakistan and beyond Dutch custody. This entry is graded as fact. The third phase is Khan network proliferation, from 1987 to 2004. 1987, Khan network supplies Iran with P1 centrifuge material. Iran obtains centrifuge-related assistance through the Khan network. Arms Control Association and IranWatch summaries of IAEA reporting describe 1987 transfers of P1 drawings, components, and know-how as the starting point of Iran's centrifuge program. This entry is graded as fact. Mid-1990s, Iran receives additional P1 and P2 centrifuge assistance. Iran receives additional centrifuge assistance through the Khan network in the mid-1990s. IranWatch describes later transfers as including more complete P1 and P2 designs and components, while IAEA reporting linked contamination findings to imported centrifuge components. This entry is graded as fact. 1990s, network expands beyond Iran to Libya and North Korea. The Khan network expands from procurement for Pakistan into onward proliferation. Libya receives centrifuge components and weapons design material. North Korea is reported to have received centrifuge assistance, but specific barter terms with missile technology remain partially contested. This entry is graded as fact. 28-30 May 1998, Pakistan tests nuclear weapons. Pakistan conducts nuclear weapons tests at Chagai after India's 1998 tests. Khan becomes a public symbol of Pakistan's uranium enrichment route to the bomb. This entry is graded as fact. The fourth phase is aftermath and policy response, from 2009 to 2025. August 2005, Lubbers alleges CIA pressure in the Dutch handling of Khan. Former Dutch Prime Minister Ruud Lubbers says United States intelligence asked Dutch authorities not to arrest Khan so he could be monitored. The claim is reported by multiple outlets, but it remains an allegation rooted in Lubbers' account. No declassified United States document confirms it. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. 6 February 2009, Islamabad High Court frees Khan from house arrest. The Islamabad High Court ends Khan's formal house arrest. He continues living in Pakistan and remains beyond the reach of foreign courts. This entry is graded as fact. February 2021, Fritz Veerman dies after decades seeking recognition. Veerman dies in 2021. The Dutch whistleblower authorities' later commemorative materials describe how a 2020 report found that Veerman was disadvantaged after reporting suspected espionage at FD. Oh, this entry is graded as fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Who was responsible? The failure was institutional rather than a deliberate Dutch state decision to arm Pakistan. FDO and Jurenko failed at compartmenting sensitive work, Dutch intelligence and ministries acted slowly, and the commercial and diplomatic environment discouraged a public confrontation before Khan left. That distinction matters. The evidence supports negligence, weak security, and possible foreign pressure. It does not support intentional Dutch nuclear assistance. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, the American role. Lubbers' allegation, if true, means the United States treated Dutch sovereignty as subordinate to a wider Cold War intelligence objective. Because the claim still lacks declassified United States confirmation, it belongs in conjecture, not fact. The structural point remains. Small allied states need procedures that prevent foreign intelligence preferences from quietly overriding domestic criminal cases. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, the lineage problem. The paper's core lineage is strong when phrased precisely. Dutch centrifuge knowledge helped Pakistan build the P1 route. The Khan network then supplied P1 designs, components, and related know-how to Iran. Calling Iran's IR-1 a direct, untouched copy of Dutch drawings is too compressed. Calling it a descendant of the Jurenko to Pakistan P1 lineage is the defensible claim. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Who was responsible? The failure was institutional rather than a deliberate Dutch state decision to arm Pakistan. FDO and Jurenko failed at compartmenting sensitive work, Dutch intelligence and ministries acted slowly, and the commercial and diplomatic environment discouraged a public confrontation before Khan left. That distinction matters. The evidence supports negligence, weak security, and possible foreign pressure. It does not support intentional Dutch nuclear assistance. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, the American role. Lubbers' allegation, if true, means the United States treated Dutch sovereignty as subordinate to a wider Cold War intelligence objective. Because the claim still lacks declassified United States confirmation, it belongs in conjecture, not fact. The structural point remains. Small allied states need procedures that prevent foreign intelligence preferences from quietly overriding domestic criminal cases. The practical recommendation is direct: accelerate Dutch knowledge security screening. The knowledge security screening bill is a direct response to the class of risk the Khan affair exposed: sensitive technical knowledge leaving through trusted research and engineering channels. Screening should cover both universities and industrial research subcontractors. The practical recommendation is direct: extend screening to subcontractors and small private labs. FDO was a subcontractor, not Jurenko itself. The next comparable leak is more likely to pass through a small supplier or research partner than through a highly visible national champion. The central takeaway is this: the documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source link paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com.